Blog Talk Radio.
Voice of Destiny brings you your favorite Christian authors, speakers, and filmmakers each week. Listen in as our guests teach and encourage, listeners share their stories, and we go live to the front lines of what God is doing across the world. Now, get ready for the Voice of Destiny.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Voice of Destiny. I love the different people I get to interview each week because I feel like everyone brings a real unique expression to the body of Christ. And the reality is there are so many different people with so many different messages. And sometimes people think to themselves, well, shouldn't every single messenger, shouldn't every single pastor, teacher, et cetera, shouldn't they be preaching the full counsel of the Word of God? Shouldn't they be teaching everything? And the reality is we're a body, we're a family, and I think there are certain lanes that God wants His people to stay in, especially when they're called to something like being a teacher, a minister, and when they stay in that lane, it's a lane of grace, a lane of favor, and it's a lane of anointing. And I am so grateful for our guest today, Laura Harris-Smith, because God really has her in this lane of, I don't want to say it's health and nutrition. It is such a unique edge, a unique perspective on it. And so many of us want to start out 2016, really start out every year healthy. And a lot of people do that by doing a detox or a cleanse. But today we're going to learn about a whole new level of detox, a 30-day faith detox with author Laura Harris-Smith. Laura, so nice to have you on the show.
Hi, Larry. Thank you for having me.
All right, well, let's dive right on in, because I'm sure as soon as I said the title, out there you're listening and thinking to yourself, okay, faith detox, I have not heard of something like that. So number one, that should be enough of a reason for you to get the book. It is intriguing. It is intriguing. So Laura, your new book, 30-Day Faith Detox, how is this detox different from some of the juice cleanses and other things that are out
right
there that people are going on?
Well, I had someone recently ask me on an interview, how does faith get toxic? Why do you need to detox your faith? You know, the real answer to your question lies therein, because through life's trials and, you know, the Goliaths that we face day in and day out, over the course of many, many years of our lifetime, even a lifetime of walking with the Lord, those things can really hinder our faith. We have to look at the condition of our faith today. Where is it? What is the condition of our faith? And we have to ask ourselves, how did it get in that condition? And so the chances are that through many different life encounters, let's say the loss of a loved one or some financial setbacks, you developed this posture with the Lord that made it either a little more likely or a little less likely for you to be able to trust Him for something the next time around. And so I really had it in my heart to help people take a body, mind, and spirit approach to detoxing their faith, to detoxifying the things in their lives that have made them form opinions about the Lord. So, yes, it does include the physical detoxes in that, juices and whatnot, but it's very different than those other books because it really covers a body, mind, and spirit, which makes up the whole person. You know, all the other books out there right now are, I'm not actually knocking any of those. I just believe that if we treat one-third of the person or two-thirds of the person, we're not really helping them become whole.
I think that's such a great observation, Laura. And before I even go on to any of the other questions, you made such an interesting statement there, because so many people, isn't that the reason that we do an actual detox, we go on a diet, or we want to change the way we eat, just using the health, physical health as an example, is we wake up, we look at ourselves in the mirror, we try to put on our clothes, we're like, oh my goodness, where did things go wrong? Why did I allow myself to get to this point? And then as a result, we make certain changes, we often go on a physical detox, but goodness, it sounds like that can happen to our spiritual life as well.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And what's going on the outside is a picture of what's going on the inside. Once I became convinced of this revelation that you cannot separate your body, mind, and spirit, once I realized that God is Trinity and Scripture says we are made in His image, that means that we are three parts as well. We're like little Trinities walking around down here in the sense that we are made of body, mind, and spirit. So, you know, it's exciting to see that people are really latching on to this idea of, okay, you know, this is a book that includes many different facets of how to, you know, get whole body, mind, and spirit. But at the end of the day, it's a book on faith. It is a book on examining exactly the life choices that you're making, the choices that you're making whether or not to believe God for an extraordinary life or if you're settling for an ordinary life. But overall, if you look at it from that aspect and you think, you know, the body of Christ is unhealthy. I mean, just think about that for a minute. The body of Jesus, the very body of Jesus being unhealthy, that's something that we can correct. And it happens through body, mind, and spirit coming into alignment with what God's word says about us.
Yeah, that's so good. Now going on that train of thought, because I know sometimes in the Christian community, we don't value the body, the physical body, as much as we should. Maybe because we observe it as somewhat lesser. We observe it beneath the spirit and the soul. So what would you say the Bible says about bodily health? Why is that so important to God?
Well, I think one of the verses that we've heard it said a lot, you know, that the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. But I never realized how emphatic. I mean, it's actually pointed as a question. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? And I think so many of us just don't know it. And several years ago, I began to lose certain friends in ministry that I saw, and I mean to death. I had some key people in my life. Some were not platform people, others were, but that had they had not taken care of themselves physically, and they were go-getters in the spirit. And some of these were stories of people I didn't know, but that I heard about them. A gentleman who was just a fierce intercessor and was always at the altar, always spending time at church. Everybody, he was the guy they wanted to send their prayer requests to, but he did not take care of himself. He was obese, and he had a massive heart attack and died early in life. And I just thought, wow, you know, the enemy has hoodwinked us into thinking that if we're just all spirit and we're all faith, that we can ignore this body that God's spirit has to live in. And it's just not the case. So, you know, honestly, if I can just really tell you what convinced me of all this, my crusade began when an attack against my own health began. And I was not taking care of myself. I'm a writer. I work from home. You know how it is when you're passionate about something you want to do, Larry. You just you do it. It's hard to put the boundaries up around how, you know, when you're going to stop and when you're going to cut work off. And I was getting maybe 4 or 5 hours sleep a night. I'm a farmer's daughter, so I've always tried to eat healthy, you know, eat my vegetables and watch my bad fats and that kind of thing. But because I had such little sleep, I found one day I was on the brink of adrenal failure. I was diagnosed with adrenal burnout, and stage four is when you all your organs shut down, and I was in stage three and didn't know it. And, you know, I just had this strong constitution and kept going, and so I was told make changes or die, and so I went on strict bed rest for 3 months, and through that experience, really learned to let food be medicine. I changed my entire lifestyle. Remember, already eating somewhat healthy, but I cut out, you know, processed foods, started eating colorfully, got out rid of all wheat and you know, gluten and sugar. And my body just really responded so well that once I was out of the woods and all my organs were back up and functioning again and I didn't want to go back. I thought, they told me you could eat those things again, but why would I go back to Egypt? And so during that process, I decided to go to nutrition school. I became a nutritionist, not even to hang out a shingle and have a practice somewhere, but I wanted to educate people in the body of Christ about how to live long and minister long. And that's really what's behind all of this, is just helping people get whole body, mind, and spirit so that they can be not only of use to the Lord, but of long use to Him.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like your ministry in such a wonderful, balanced way does that. Your first book about seeing the voice of God really is that focus and that emphasis on the spirit realm, understanding what dreams and visions mean. And now you're really helping people to steward, to be good stewards of this body that the Lord's given them. And I think it was Dr. Cindy Trim who said this, that stuck with me, is that the body is the only physical instrument God has given us to live inside of time with. And it's like, what a powerful thought that was, because once we have this body, once this body fails, like you're talking about, these poor people who are strong in the spirit, but maybe not stewarding their body right, when that body fails, then sadly their assignment on earth is up, when in fact there might be more to that assignment to be fulfilled. So it is a sobering thing. So
really, my mantra is 1 Thessalonians 5:23, that may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, I, as you can tell, firmly believe in this message. And yes, it was solidified. I actually wrote Seeing the Voice of God during that 3-month bed rest period.
Wow.
And during that, I had, interestingly enough, providentially, God had me interviewing sleep study doctors because I wanted to bring the medical aspect into the dreams topic.
Yeah.
And so here I was, not getting enough sleep, interviewing sleep doctors, not practicing when I was preaching, and God had to use work, to get me to sleep, because it was work that was keeping me from sleeping. And so he's just so, but out of that whole process, just put the fire in my heart to really bring this message to others.
Yeah. Now you talked about going on your own personal health journey. What were some of the challenges that you experienced in your spiritual life when you first did your detox?
Well, first of all, mine was met with a make changes or die statement. I had, health professionals looking at me and saying this. And so the fear of the Lord was in me. This wasn't a matter anymore of, oh, my flesh really wants sugar today. It was like, my spirit really wants to live and not die today, so sugar's not an option. And the thing with the sugar and the wheat is just that it's very hard on the body to process. And so, my nutritionist was just telling me, we've got to give your organs nothing else to do but heal. Like, we cannot be giving your body food that's really hard to break down right now. So that's what was behind that. I thought it was a little extreme, but boy, I mean, they told me it would take 18 to 24 months to turn it around, and it only took 6 months. Now, I know that some of that was supernatural, but I'm telling you, Larry, God made me cooperate with Him and do it this way. And, ministry was born out of it, of course.
Wow.
But it's just, what I would really like to do, if I may, because I know people have the question in their mind, then what does a day look like? I would really like to just walk them through a day of the 30-day program. Can I do that?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Yeah, that's the number one question I get asked. They're like, am I going to go hungry, and does anything taste like grass? No. But basically what happens is there are 30 devotionals, one for each day, and they cover things like, relationship struggles, divorce, when you pray for someone to be healed and they die anyway, all these things that they're just the accumulation of what feels like unanswered prayers. So we tackle one of those each day. And on that particular day, we start off with your spirit. And we'll go to the scriptures and we'll kind of bring you back to center on what happened to you, good or bad. This isn't just a book of bad, encounters.
Yeah.
But it's just looking at what the spirit says about what you walked through, how you handled it. It's very encouraging to those who can see, wow, I really walked through that well. I came out of the fire not smelling like smoke. And so it just deals with these different life crises. I call them universal faith toxins, things that most of us have been through or know someone close to us who has. And so then we turn our attention to the mind. We look at the emotional residues, of those trials. Maybe it was bitterness or grief or anger. And there are healing prayers in the book. I mean, you're going to confront each one. You're not going to be allowed to get up off your knees and have any of those left.
Yeah.
I mean, it really goes deeply. And then there's a correlating body detox. For example, during one of the days when we're studying relationships, that day we're going to bodily detox the heart and the cardiovascular system. And so there are, over the 30 days, there are all 15 major body systems that get detoxed. We spend 2 days on each one. And by the end of the book, you've had a total body detox.
Wow.
So I just, you know, I'm excited about that part. It's interesting. That's only like 10 to 15% of the text. But interestingly enough, that's what the world is really latching onto. This topic of detoxing is just such a hot point right now.
Yeah.
So people do want to get healthy in their body, and this book is going to help you accomplish that.
And you do it in such a step-by-step way, and I love the 30-day mm-hmm. approach because it really gives people a clear daily blueprint. So it's not a, what
mm-hmm.
do I do? It immediately answers the question, what do I do? And I think that's
right.
such a helpful thing. And, you know, going throughout the book, though, you said even though that's a small part of the text, another part of the text is where you actually address five major areas of toxicity
yeah.
in people's lives. And,
yeah.
you know, we might, if we think hard, come up with a few, but what are these five and how do you determine them?
Yeah, what happened was I began to notice that as pastor, my husband Chris and I pastor a church in Nashville called Eastgate Creative Christian Fellowship. And each Sunday, as people come to the altar and they ask for prayer, we began to notice that it really falls into one of these five categories, any trial they need prayer for. And the first one is your social influences, those things that have happened around you, whether it's world catastrophic events or ungodly counsel you get, just the influences from peer pressure, all of these type things. And then another one would be your health-related toxins. If somebody needs healing or they need health. Another one is your relationships. The fourth area we say is your finances, you know, people who just need prayer for their money or, you know, any kind of financial situation. And then finally, your purpose and identity issues. You know, why can't I get delivered? What about my prophecies over my life? Why aren't my prayers answered? So these five areas, what I did was I took the 30 days and broke them down into these five areas, and we spend 6 days on each one, exploring deeply each of these areas of your life. And I can honestly say I don't think we left any stone unturned, just digging deeply into the soul and examining, you know, your faith and your positioning with the Lord. Because honestly, we live in a day and age where if we want an extraordinary life versus an ordinary one, if we want to see the lost come to know a powerful God, we're going to have to believe in the supernatural. We're going to have faith. We're going to have to be people of, you know, risk-taking, you know, that whole DNA that God has where he says, believe me, step out in faith. And if we cannot do that, if you think about it, if we don't have faith, we're not even Christian because
yeah.
it took faith to become one. So it's just reviving that first love in you, that thing of, you know, I can believe God for anything. And that is, by the end of the book, I'm telling you, you will come out of it a lean, mean faith machine for sure.
Well, and what I love is you literally do not, I do not think you leave any stone unturned, because in the back, you have a handy section of recipes that as I'm going through it, I'm like, this is making me hungry, between the brain boosting banana choco chip smoothie and the yummy tummy trimmer smoothie. I mean, you really, but between that and lunch and dinner and just a highly interactive experience you offer people as well, because in the book, you let people know, you know, I know you've recorded a series of videos to help people along
right.
with their journey. So
right.
it is the wonderful thing for all of our listeners out there. Laura is committed to doing whatever she can to resource you and to help you to live this life that God has called you to. And I believe one of the catalysts and the conduits to do that is this 30-day faith detox. I believe this is going to be something that really mobilizes you and launches you not only into 2016, but into the life, like she was saying, the life that God wants you to live. And it's a holistically healthy life. And, you know, sadly, Laura, I think sometimes the church does not place an emphasis on a holistic type of health. Again, like we were talking about, soul
right.
health, spirit health,
mm-hmm.
but when it comes to
mm-hmm.
health in all three areas, do you think that the church should be more active in promoting this kind of healthy lifestyle? If so,
yes.
how would you say that we should?
Yeah, well, if you look on bookshelves right now in Christian bookstores, if you look online, God is talking about this. He
oh,
has
yeah.
one voice, and it's just coming out everywhere. He is saying, come on, don't put ammunition in the enemy's gun. You've got to get your body healthy. You've got to take this seriously and quit hiding behind faith and
yeah.
just saying, I can put trash in my body and live forever. You can't do it. And, you know, and we are at Eastgate, we are a spirit-filled church. We believe in the supernatural. If you come to my altar, you want prayer for healing, buddy, I'm going to call it down from heaven. But
yeah.
if you leave there and you go and put trash in your body,
yeah.
how are you going to maintain that miracle? So I began
yeah.
asking people, sure, I'll pray for your digestive issues. Can you tell me what you eat?
Yeah.
And, you know, and so it's just become a part of our regimen. People know when they come to our church and they get prayed for, we want to help them maintain what God does because we believe they get healed from the moment we call down healing.
Yes.
But they do have a responsibility in that.
That's
so,
good.
You know, I tried to make, you mentioned the recipes, I tried to make them super easy. I am not a kitchen gal. I raised 6 kids and somehow survive preparing 24 plates a day for my family
wow.
of 8, but I do not like the kitchen. But I got to the point where I realized, okay, if this is going to be a lifestyle change for people, I've got to provide them with the ability to do it. So basically what happens, well, I already walked you through a day, you know, in each day of the program, but a day in the physical part of it, it just begins with a morning smoothie. There's a daily juicing. And both of those, by the way, that requires a blender, which you can get for about $10. A basic juicer is about $25, unless you want to go upwards. And then there are really awesome lunches. We've got soups and stir fries and salads. And then, you know, afternoon snacks, and you've got awesome dinner entrees, which you can use meat or not. And then all kinds of snack shakes. And I mean, I really tried to make the menu diverse and yummy. And here's the other thing, they are using organ specific vegetables. I really studied deeply, you know, if we are, for example, detoxing the heart and the cardiovascular system, what vegetables and fruits do that? And I chose those vegetables and fruits that act like claws that literally go in and cleanse whatever organ we're working on that day. And we spend 2 days on that organ. And, you know, and so it's interesting to me that the foods that do that for the heart they're red.
Yeah.
It comes from the phytonutrient lycopene. And everybody's talking about lycopene now. You can get the little red pill, you know. Well, okay, you can take the little red pill or just go eat some red grapes. It'd be much easier.
There you go.
So it's just that concept, and therefore it's really easy during that week when we're eating all reds. If you forget exactly what to eat or you need a snack and you're not sure what to reach for, just reach for something red, a red apple or some strawberries. It's a really simple program, but as I said, I tried to leave no stone unturned in the body portion as well in the, you know, the spiritual portion. So
yeah. Oh, I think that's so good. All right. Now, as we conclude here, can you give our listeners a picture of what kind of results they can expect after going the detox?
Well, I hate to tell you that I'm surprised by some of the results I'm hearing, but I am. This is not a weight loss book, but within the first week of it coming out, which has only been out for not even 2 weeks now, we were hearing reports of really rapid weight loss. And so one gal wrote me from South Africa, and she said, I'm on day 5. The first 4 days were a real kicker, but I've lost 5 pounds.
Wow.
My publisher at Baker, Sean Tabbitt,
yes.
he had lost almost 10 pounds in
That's
the first 6 days. And I'm like, Sean, are you drinking all the water? I mean, I've got the pump and the water through this thing. Oh, yes, he was. So it's not water loss. And you know, I mean, they have plenty of protein during the day, so
wow.
it's not muscle loss. What's happening, Larry, is that people are resetting their metabolisms. They're eating the right things at the right time of day. And not to mention, they're dealing with spiritual issues and emotional issues that are going to prevent them from reaching for comfort foods again and things like that. So really we're billing this as a reset button for your body, mind, and spirit. And that's what the 30-Day Faith Detox is.
That's so great. That's so great. And again, the book is 30-Day Faith Detox. I really believe it's going to be that, a reset button for your body, mind, and spirit. And Laura, you're so right. I mean, I feel like this is a message that there is an unusual grace on in this season right now.
That's a good way to put it.
You know, and again, one of the endorsements you have is from a dear friend of ours, Benny Johnson, because the Lord had her had a very similar journey, Laura, that she had you. And I feel
sure
like
did.
This awakening is happening across the body of Christ. And the wonderful thing is that the Lord is raising up, he's not bringing diet books because they're not the solution. He's raising up new ways and new systems of stewarding and caring for our bodies that I believe 30-Day Faith Detox really speaks right into that. So that's the book. You can get it wherever books are sold. You can go on Amazon right now and get the e-book, the Kindle version, or the physical copy. Laura, if people want to connect with you and your ministry and what you're doing, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can go to my Facebook page, which is Laura Harris. Well, it's facebook.com/Laura Harris Smith. Page, but I want to tell you, because you brought it up, the videos. I created a series of videos, one for each day, so there's 30 videos shot right from my own kitchen where I'm going over one of the daily recipes and sort of helping them through the devotional, just a little nugget about that day's devotional. And what's going to happen is when they get their book, go to the very back page of the book and you'll see the link. It's a hidden link just for the readers, and it's sort of my way of saying thank you, because I really feel like people need more than paper and ink to make a life transformation. I wanted to give them a winning edge, and so they can sign up there for the free emails from me, encouraging emails from me, and the daily videos.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful, Laura. And again, I know her heart, my heart is this, is really the benediction, 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And I know sometimes people take that scripture and make it say whatever they want to say, but I do believe the Lord wants you to prosper in every area of your life. And I believe that prosperity in the body, soul, mind, it comes about as a partnership with the Holy Spirit. And we do believe, we pray for you right now, that the Spirit of God would give you strength and he'd give you the grace to begin your unique journey in whether it's the 30-day faith detox or just having that moment with God where you recognize, hey, I need something. I need to push a reset. I do believe this resource, this book, will be a wonderful tool to come alongside you in your journey. So we bless you right now. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And we thank you, Lord, for the great things you're going to do on this 30-day faith detox for so many people.
This has been the Voice of Destiny, your trusted source for the latest spirit-filled resources for your everyday life. Thanks again for listening.